Where is everyone? What's happening to me? What's going on in the world of Tampa Bay sports?
People are sleeping.
Hey, what's going on, sports fans? This is your Tampa Bay Sports Second with Roy. Hope you're all recovering well from your long weekend. Hopefully you had a long weekend. Those fucking corporations. Let me fucking tell you about those guys. That's for another show. Hope you're doing good after your turkey day. Hope you came out on top. Putting down some dollars. Going to the bookie. I'm just running out to get some ham. I'm getting some ham. But you're fucking running into a tattoo parlor, right? Through that back door that says employees only. You're going to a fucking little kiosk over there. Dropping down $1.50 on the fucking Detroit Lions. And if you did, you did good. You did good, son. If you hear any crazy noises slamming and smashing, it's because I pulled up my old Godsmack record. I've just been rocking out fucking 1999 style. You know how it is. You remember those days. Okay, let's get to Tampa Bay sports. This isn't related too much to Tampa Bay, but hey, I was just out. There's a lot of Miami Dolphins fans, and hey, they squeaked it out against the Jets 16-13. What a shit show. Fucking boring. Missed field goals, you cunts. I mean, are you shitting me? What a mess. I wanted the Jets to lose just because I don't like the Jets, but I also wanted them to win just to kind of distance Miami. Let's be honest. I'm a New England fan. I don't know if you know about this, but I like New England, okay? The Pats, the Bruins, the Bo Sox, Celtics, I don't care about basketball. Take it or leave it. But hey, if they get there, I'm going to be watching and cheering like I've been watching since the first game of the fucking season, like most of you cocksuckers do. But since this is my second home and my love for Tampa Bay has grown, I'm now writing poems. I'm a poet. Okay, let's move on. Tampa Bay, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You had that fucking game in the bag. 13-14? Are you fucking shitting me? 12 men on the goddamn field? Are you out of your fucking mind? That game was ours to fucking lose, and we fucking lost it. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I'm not even gonna bore you with my fantasy fucking stats, because it was fucking terrible. Josh McCown didn't score a touchdown, so therefore, I fucking lost. Because he's a cunt. He's a cunt. If I saw him right now, I wouldn't say it to him. Because he's probably got about 2 feet on me and about another 75 pounds. But still, Josh, you're a cunt. Grow up. Up next for the Bucks, the Lions, they go into Detroit to play the Lions. I don't think it's going to be good. Calvin Johnson, the third, 18th in junior. He's back and he's healthy. He scored 2 on Thanksgiving Day against the Bears, which the Bears have a shitty defense. A shitty defense. Run past their shit. But I don't think the Bucks have a chance, to be honest. It's a time of year where you just start buckling down for the draft. And you go, hey, what's Jameis Winston up to? What's he doing? How's he faring? You see how he's doing. But hey, I'm not in for giving up. You fucking win the games you can fucking win. Because it's a sorry, sad fucking division you're in. It's fucking shit. Surprisingly, they could still fucking make it. As long as New Orleans shits the bed. Let them shit the bed. They've had that chance. Now it's the Bucks' chance. Let's keep rolling. Let me pop on over to the Lightning here, who are rolling on a 4-game win streak. They just won tonight, which is Monday. They just won against the Rangers in New York. St. Louis got a goal on us, but what can you do? 6-3. You can't fucking complain about that. They beat Ottawa, Rangers again, and Minnesota. And they stick around New York to play the Sabres, and then they come back Thursday for a nice homestand, 4-game homestand, Thursday to Thursday. Against the Sabres, Blue Jackets, Capitals, Hurricanes. Those are winnable games. I'm hoping they come out on top. Obviously, why do I even have to say I'm hoping they come out on top? It should be news where I'm like, fuck these guys. But I don't say that because they're the fucking Lightning. Pride of Tampa Bay. Keep rolling, son. Now I'm going to pop over to the Rays here. Pop, pop, pop. Rays. They got about a week here. And they're supposed to be deciding who's going to take over the managerial aspect of the team. They got Cash. Kevin Cash. Raul Ibanez and Don Wakamatsu in the running. I'm going to go with Cash, only because he's a Tampa native. Let's go with him. Okay, he played in the Little League World Series, for Christ's sake, for Tampa Northside. All-State selection at Gaithier High. Why not? He played for Florida State in the College World Series in 99. You know, why not? Fucking go with him, even though he hasn't fucking coached. He hasn't managed. He hasn't done shit. All of them. Ibanez hasn't managed a coach at all. Yeah, he just fucking retired. Just retired from the fucking game. Wakamatsu's the only guy who has some understanding of the professional, managing professional level. He's managing the majors and the minors. 2009, he went 85-77. For the Mariners, after coming off that, that team took a 101 loss season, which that's fucking rough. So obviously, out of three, Wakamatsu's the most qualified to take the job. But Raul over here, gluten free. What do you know about that? He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber. I don't want any of this space age shit. You know, you're living in Seattle, sipping your fucking coffee, 12th man. Thinking you're hot shit. You got your 12th man jersey on. They fucking make rings for you when they win the Super Bowl. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You didn't play the game. You yelled a little loud and the architecture did the fucking rest. He did the rest. It was right there. For Christ's sake. I'm going with, you know where I'm putting my cash on this? I'm putting my cash on Cash, Kevin Cash. Why the fuck not? Just fucking do it. It needs to be done and we can move on with the season. You need a manager in there in the offseason to fucking straighten shit out. Okay? He needs to get fucking acclimated to the team. Get him in there now. It's coming up. It's coming up very soon. Spring training. It's going to be right around the fucking corner. Speaking of baseball, spent the weekend with none other than Brian Sabian, general manager of the San Francisco Giants. I did want to get him to give me a stonk or something for the podcast, but I drank too much, and he paid for it. So, my bad. What can I do? I apologize to the whole only in Tampa Bay team. My fault. What can you do? Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up. Keep an eye out for my Tampa Bay Bucks fantasy stack on Wednesday. And as always, leading up to that, guys, take it easy. Go listen to some Godsmack. I do want to apologize to Josh McCown. You're not a cunt. Let's just get something going here, man. You got a chance of a lifetime. You're going to start for the Bucks. Where else would you rather be? I got your answer right here. Nowhere. Right here in Tampa, buddy. Keep it rolling. Just get something going, Josh. Go into Detroit. Show them what you're made of. Okay, you're a good quarterback. You got the weapons around you. Do it. As always, folks, I am Roy. This has been your Tampa Bay Sports Second. Josh, you're not a cunt, stop.
People are sleeping.